We have two sides in the scripture, very important, the legal and the experiential. And you have to have, I don't even know how you spell that, that's close enough. You have to know both sides. In between the legal and the experiential is a bridge. You have to go from what's legally provided to what you experience in your body. And understanding those things will put you over every time. Now, let's start with the legal provision. You know, when my father died, we had a certain legal provision. We hadn't seen any of it, but we knew we had it. He had a checking account, a savings account. He had he owned a home. He had some deferred compensation funds. And all of that was ours, though we hadn't seen it, we hadn't touched it, we hadn't felt it. We knew it was ours. It was legally ours. It was legally provided for my brother, sister, and I. There are three of us. And so there is in the scripture a legal side. Because it's legal doesn't mean you'll ever have it. If you're going to have it, you're going to experience, it's going to register in your physical senses. It's because you took the legal, you crossed this bridge into the experiential. Now, this bridge is the bridge of faith. Now, there's a bridge that goes to our house. We do have a back drive, but if you come up the front drive, you have to go across the bridge. Where we were having some cabinet work done in the kitchen, and the cabinet man said, did you know your bridge just collapsed after I came across it? What happened was the support post came out from under it. Well, I had heard this great thud coming through the woods. We live in the forest, so to speak, but I didn't pay much attention to it. So we go down there and look, and the entire support system had fallen out from under the bridge. The top structure was still sound from shore to shore, but the support system. Now, nobody can cross that bridge until that's repaired. And sometimes with what we do, we take the bridge of faith down. We disrupt it. We paralyze it. We make it ineffective. And then we can't get to the experiential. And then what usually happens, we say, well, God didn't want me to have that. Or we loudly cry, it's not working. Or we say, I don't see it. None of those things has anything to do with what's happening in your body. You've got to go across the bridge of faith. Now, this bridge of faith is not a swinging bridge. You ever been on a swinging bridge? They have one at Rock City. Used to live in Chattanooga, Tennessee for a while. And you get on that bridge and it's only anchored on one side of the cavern or the other. And when you get on it, every step vibrates. Now, what we're expecting is when I begin to believe God, when I find out what's legally, what is mine, what did Jesus say I could have, what's been provided for me, I'm expecting my every footprint to make a sound in my body, to make some movement in my body. And when it doesn't, then I say, I didn't get it. I don't have it. It's not working. But this is not a swinging bridge. This bridge is anchored on both shores. It is not going to move because your weight is on it. The weight of the world is on this bridge, and it's steadfast and unmovable. And you can go across that bridge, and your faith is what you believe about the legal. It's what God said you could have. It's you believing and confessing what's legally yours, and then you take what you believe and what you confess, and you walk across this bridge of faith. Now, that doesn't mean you'd get there overnight. Some things happen instantly. Some things are progressive. In Ephesians chapter 1, look at that. This is the legal end. 1 thing that we cannot control is time. 1 thing that causes us to be discouraged is time. 1 thing that causes us to give up is time. Nobody wants to recover in time. Everybody wants to recover instantly, and I believe it instant, but I also know the recovery is most usually progressive. Over time, as you take your faith, what you believe, and you walk across this bridge, immovable bridge. This bridge is not going to respond to the physical senses. Your physical senses are not going to record what's happening on the bridge. And if the bridge is down, you will never see what you need. Now, we'll clarify that as we go along. Verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. First of all, this is past tense. The translators say, praise sometimes be the God and Father, who has blessed us. It doesn't say who will bless us. Anytime you're saying God will do something, I can almost guarantee you it will never happen. It's not what God will do. It's what He has done, what's legally provided. I didn't say my Father will provide me with money. I didn't say He will provide us with a house. I knew He had provided it. I knew it was mine. Even before I didn't have any check in hand. But I knew it was mine. Now, certain things God has done through Jesus Christ, and they belong to you. They are not going to happen. they already belong to you. They're already legally yours. And when you find out what's legally yours, you take your faith and you begin to say. Faith is what you believe in your spirit and what you say with your mouth. And you begin to say. And you, the only footprint on that bridge is you and God. It doesn't depend on your neighbor or your pastor. They can aid you. They can walk with you. They cannot walk for you. So it depends upon what you do, and you begin by finding out what belongs to you. Now it says he has blessed us. The blessings are already provided. Through the cross, they are provided. That work is done. You know, we pray sometimes, Lord, save Uncle Joe. Save Uncle Joe. Do you know you wasted your time praying that way? Because what are you asking God to do? Go back to the cross? What are you asking him to do? See, he already is saved. He just doesn't know it, or he knows that he hasn't received it. What you want is Uncle Joe to have revelation, to have knowledge. You want the Holy Spirit to bring great conviction in his spirit and for him to respond what's been legally provided. Salvation, which includes your healing, has already been legally provided. Now it says he has blessed us. It is finished. You are blessed. It's been done. So I haven't seen anything. You don't have to see it. You have to believe it. If you can't believe it now, you'll never see it later. I heard that in the spirit this morning. If you can't believe it now, you'll never see it later. I believe it because God said. I believe that. I believe that. And it says he's blessed with all spiritual blessings. Now, how big is that? How big is all? All is all. All is every. All spiritual blessings are every blessing that the spirit world can provide. He's already blessed you with everything that heaven has can come to you through your faith. It's already there. All spiritual blessings. Now somebody twisted this and said, well, money's not a spiritual blessing. It's a funny thing that God promised money. He said, if you'd give, it'd be given unto you. Yes. That makes it pretty spiritual because God sends it. He said, I'll meet your need out of my riches and glory. He's going to meet the need. He's going to send it. So it has to be a spiritual blessing. If heaven's got it and heaven sent it, it's spiritual. Now it may impact the physical. Money impacts the physical more than other things. It may impact the physical, but it came from heaven. It was one of those spiritual blessings, blessings of the spirit world, blessings that came. And it says, in Christ, or because of your union with Christ. Now, see, it was my relationship to my Father. He was my Father. It was our relationship that qualified me for the legal. I'm qualified because he's my dad. You're qualified because God is your Father and you're united in fellowship with his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're in the family, you're in the kingdom, so you're qualified for all of heaven's blessings. All of them. All of them. Now that means don't ask for anything dumb. You said people don't do that. Oh, yes, they do. One man came, he wanted a wife. That's, I don't have any problem with that. Scripture says he that finds a wife has a good thing. So I'm going to agree with him. He said, no. I started to pray. I've got a specific woman in mind. Okay, we're on shaky ground here. This bridge of faith is beginning to waver, and this bridge of faith doesn't waver. We haven't got any specific woman scripture here. And then he tells me that no other one would do, and he didn't care if she was married. Now, I'm going to tell you that's never going to work. It's illegal, it's immoral, it's unconscionable, it's against the Word of God. Anything that comes from heaven is in perfect agreement with heaven's will. Now that's why the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread and give us those things in heaven. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done on earth. In other words, heaven's got it. Why would God say we could pray for earth to be impacted by heaven's blessings if God was going to say, I'm sorry, not doing that? If it's legal, it came through the cross. If it came through the cross, it belongs to you today. You may not have seen it, touched it, felt it, but it is yours. All spiritual blessings, everything heaven has, whatever heaven has, God said, pray that it come to earth. Pray that it come to your house. Walk across that bridge of faith and say, it is mine. This is mine. So I don't sense anything. Me either. It's not what you see you have. It's what God said you would see that you have. It's what God said. Now look at 2 Peter chapter 1. Let's prove it again. This side is the side where God said, you have it. I have it. This side is a side where you see it. Sometimes because we don't see it, we say we don't have it. I don't see it, so I don't have it. I don't feel it, so I don't have it. No, God said you had it. How many times do you look for something you knew you had and you couldn't find it, and you knew it was there, and you know that you know it was there, and it has to be there, and it's somewhere, and you do have it. You say, well, I must not have it because I don't see it. No, you just haven't found it. It's here. It's here somewhere. Well, verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied in you through the knowledge of God. Grace is the bounty of this provision. Grace is the legal side that comes to you free of charge through the work of Jesus Christ. And it says, grace can be multiplied, peace can be multiplied. What good news is that? That means the blessings can get bigger and bigger and bigger and better and fuller and more expansive. Then it says, according as His divine power hath given, past tense, not is going to give to you. God is not going to heal you. He is not going to heal you. Did you get that? Because He already healed you. And He wants you to take the message, let knowledge be multiplied, and receive what's already been done. So, I have it, God said so. I have it, God said so. I have it. And then in the spirit, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. In the spirit, it begins to multiply. It begins to grow. It begins to expand in my spirit. And then it pours from the spirit into the body. I cannot see it until I make that impact in my spirit. Now it says, according as His divine power hath given unto us, how many things? You know, if I was God, I'd say I'll do the best I can, Becky. He didn't have to say all. All things pertaining to what? Life. And does healing pertain to life? Yes. Can you serve God effectively if you're sick? No. Two things have to be spiritual. If you don't have the money, you can't go. And if you don't have the health, you can have health and no money, you can get, you can't go. You can have money and no health and you can't go. You've got to be well and fluently, abundantly supplied in order to go into the world and make an impact in your world. And He said, I've given you. He didn't say, I would give you. He didn't say, I'm going to give this to you. He isn't going to give it to you. You've already got it. So how can I have it if I don't feel it? You know, if your attorney calls, I'd have your papers ready for you to sign. You wouldn't go up there wondering if the papers were really ready. You hadn't seen any papers. But He said they were ready. So you're just going to believe the attorney. Seems like if you could believe the attorney. The doctor will tell you, we see this on the test. You believe that report. I looked at the test of one of our children when they were little. And I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked. And finally the doctor realized, I don't know what I'm looking at. And I didn't. He said, let me tell you what you're looking at. I said, all right. And He explained it to me. And I looked again to see if I could see what He said. Now, I don't doubt His word. I don't doubt He's looking at it. I just didn't see it yet. I need more knowledge. I need more understanding. I need Him to explain it to me. And He said, do you see? I said, oh, wait, is that supposed to be a straight line? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, that is not a straight line. He said, no, ma'am, it's 60% off center. I went, oh, I get it. I get it. I got it. Now I'm looking, I'm thinking, wow, that should be a straight line. I didn't get it the first time. Faith is often progressive. You gain knowledge. You grow in knowledge. You stay in the Word. The Word of God is called in Peter a seed. It's a seed. Wayne's dad was a farmer. If you have seed left over from year to year, you put them in the freezer. Ordinarily, a fresh seed is a lot better, but they do freeze seed if they have leftover seed. Now, when they plant a row of leftover seed, I've watched it many times, go out the end of the row and dig that seed up, just the one on the end, to see if it's sprouting. You can't tell the day after they plant it that anything's happening. You can't tell the second. It depends on what it is. Silver Queen corn is going to come up in 92 days. And you can check it 80 days. You can check it 65. You can check it 81. 92 days. And the Word of God is a seed. And it grows and it grows. You just keep putting it in there. Your part is not to look for the victory. Your part is to keep planting the seed. Keep planting the seed. And keep that seed watered. And know it's working. It's working. It's working. God said the Word. Word works mightily. It is working. But I don't see that it's... Get over it. It's not what you see. is what God said. And if I can believe what God said, if I can believe what's legally mine, I take what's legal and I begin to walk by faith with what's legal and say, I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. You know, and faith sometimes moves so quietly. It moves across the bridge from what God said to what I experience. And it is so quiet. I don't know why suddenly always comes after a long period of time. Have y'all noticed that? When God says suddenly, He means it will be very suddenly, way after a while. I don't know why that is. It just seems that it is that way. And you don't sense anything. But God has said, I'm going to give you all spiritual blessings. I'm going to give you everything pertaining to life and godliness. I will give it to you. It's already yours. It's provided. It's provided. It's yours today. It's yours through the cross. Now look at Romans 8. It says the same thing. It's yours, it's yours, it's yours. Now, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I hope you don't do that. I start saying, Lord, you give your beloved sleep. I am asleep. Said, you don't look asleep. I didn't feel asleep. I felt like I was awake. I'm going by God's promise. He said I could sleep all night. 3 o'clock in the morning, I reached over and I thought, I am alone. Oh, we wander around. What can I tell you? I went, Wayne's having a cup of coffee. He said, well, I got tired of laying there. You know, we get tired of waiting. We just get tired of waiting on God. We think, I can't do this. I've had many people say, I can't do this anymore. I can't stand any more of this. I said, funny, God said you could do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He said you could. 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 Well, can you or did God lie? I said, oh, I can. I've changed my mind. Now I can. Last week, Ashley baked us a cake. She called and she said, Memes, I need some extra money. She wanted to come do something. Well, what's to do? Unless you're there at 3, you can fix the coffee. But I mean, otherwise, what's to do? I said, oh, I don't even eat cake. I said, come bake me a cake. I had that morning, I had cleaned off my shelf looking for something, and a recipe just fell off on the floor. I picked it up, cream cheese, a layer cake with 6 eggs and 2 sticks of butter, and 8 ounces of cream cheese. Now, I hadn't seen any cake. I'm just looking at the print on the piece of paper, and just looking at the piece of paper, I'm thinking, I haven't seen any cake, haven't touched any cake, haven't tasted any cake. Ashley's a good cook, by the way. So she comes over. And we're at healing school. That's last Monday, wasn't it? And she texts, no confectioner's sugar. I went, we will see that you get it. You know, God's the best parent in the world. If you'll be steadfast and unmovable, He'll see that you get it. You keep walking across that bridge. So how long is this bridge? I have no earthly idea. A week's bridge, a month's bridge, a year's bridge. Keep walking. Keep walking. Keep walking. So I have it. I have it. I have it. You know why I have it? I had cake. I had visions of cake. My mouth watered for cake. I ain't even seen any cake. I'm not even home. I don't even know if there's any cake happening. But I thought so. Right down on the inside, I thought. 6 eggs and 2 sticks of butter and 8 ounces of cream cheese. Oh. I said, Ashley, this is the best cake I ever tasted. See, I saw it in my heart. I saw it in my spirit long before I touched it and tasted it. I had it. I hadn't seen it. I had it. I hadn't tasted it. And when I tasted it, I said, this is the best cake I've ever eaten. Ashley said, she knows me well. She said, Memes, have you had a piece of cake this year? And I said, I don't think so. When I wake up in the middle of the night, I tell the Lord. I begin to speak what I know, not what I feel, but what I know. I said, Lord, I thank you that my thyroid gland functions to perfection. I thank you that my colon is clear of all and my veins and arteries have no debris. I thank you that my digestive system is right on target. I thank you that none of those itis boys affect my body. You know the itis boys? Yeah. Arthur, Burse, and Tendon. I said, none of those itis boys are working in my body. I said, oh, I thank you that my mind and my body leave here together. My mind does not abort ship before my body leaves for heaven. Yeah. I just tell the Lord what I believe and what I think. And then you get up and your knee is killing you. But I already said, none of those itis boys are bothering me. I'm healed. I'm healed. Your body says you're not healed, you're sick. Now, if I'm going to take, I got to take God's word or my body's word. You go by the senses, you go by the word of God. You go by the word of God, it's legal, but it's not felt. It's legal, but it's not touched. It's legal. You do have it. And it becomes experiential. It becomes yours as you walk by faith. Whether it's one, you know, sometimes people have a cataclysmic moment and suddenly they're healed. I like that. Sometimes over time they realize their body begins to amend. Now look at Romans 8. Here it is again. Verse 32, he that spared not his own son delivered him up for how many? Us all. Paul was a southerner. How shall he not with him also freely give us how many things? Now that's three witnesses. All things, all things, all things, all things. All is all in any language. All, you look up all in Strong's, it's going to say all. All, he's freely or by his grace. One says graciously, one translation says given us all things. It's through the cross. It's legally yours because of the cross. And because of the cross, you are legally healed. Now, I've got to take that message and put it in my spirit, man, and put it in there over and over. This is not a mental process. If you have a sharp mind, you can remember, you can memorize a verse of Scripture, whether or not you could quote it next week or next year. Who knows? But this is what you have in your heart, what you have in your spirit. You keep reading it, you keep thinking, you keep saying it. Say, thank God. Thank God my vein artery clear of all debris. Thank God my sugar count is within the parameters of normal boundaries. Thank God my blood pressure is normal. Thank God my heart beats at the right rate. Thank God none of those itis boys affect the bones and joints of this aging body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So won't you wake up? Wayne, wake up. He can just join the party. You know, it may be a rumor that you have to sleep at night. I'm not sure. It may just be a wild rumor. We seem to be doing fairly well, getting up and down all the time. I'm saying it because you know how you're going to see it, how it's going to move across this bridge. Now, you know what takes the bridge down, blocks traffic, severs the transportation? There are several things. One is you just quit. You just give up. Just quit. I'm tired. My body's tired. Somebody said, I don't have to put up with this, you know. And I said, I try to be nice, you know, but I said, you don't. What are you going to do if you don't put up with it? Huh? Then you're going to quit. What have you got if you quit? 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 If you stop, you don't hold fast. What have you got? Now look at Matthew. Oh, this is such good news, such wonderful news. Good news, good news, good news. It doesn't depend on what you feel. It doesn't depend on what you see. A lot of people say they believe in God, but the reason they say that is because they're afraid of surgery or they're afraid of some prescription. They're afraid of the prescribed medical treatment. And if you're believing God because you're afraid, it's not going to work for you. You've got to get rid of fear and go to, I can do all things. God and I can do this. I camp right there when I go to the dentist. I think I'd rather have major surgery. I'm thinking, I can. God and I, we can do this. We can do this. The Spirit of the Lord is with me. The Spirit of the Lord is with me. Surely bore my grief, sickness, weakness, distress, and carry my sorrow and pain and punishment. You esteem, you stricken, spent to God's faith, but you are wounded for my joy, you bruised for my iniquity, chest and my peace. Peace, peace is upon me. I just wonder why the dentist just, I've been to the dentist since I was this high. My mama was a dental freak. We were at the dentist every 6 months. We didn't have any money, but we went to the dentist. I don't know how mama pulled that off. Everybody looks at my teeth, goes, wow, I bet that villain's 60 years old. I said, it is. And I look at it and I say, thank you, Jesus, still there. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I said, you just stick around. Give me 25 more years. Right there, that place. It's not what you see, it's what you know. It's not how you feel, it's what you know. And it's by continually saying, and this is what I know, this is what I know. Now look at verse 22, all things. How many things?
All.
Where's the verse that says accept healing? It's not in there. All things, verse 22. Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Ask, ask, ask. Now, here's the most interesting thing. I didn't think of it till a minister said it. He said, somebody would come along and they'd say, would you agree with me? And I said, certainly I agree with you. They tell me what they want. I said, certainly I agree with you. And he said, and that won't work. And I thought, isn't that what the scripture says? But you know what it says? Look back at Matthew 18. Let me show you something that's important to you. Matthew 18, 19. Here's what we missed. You don't take any shortcuts here. There aren't any shortcuts. It's one bridge, one door, and only one. Yet its sides are two, inside or outside. There's only one door. And you open that door, you go across that bridge, and you're walking to the other side. You're not so concerned about seeing anything or feeling anything. You're going to see it. You're going to feel it. All you're concerned about is maintaining your faith. Just maintaining your faith. Just keep that seed watered. You've been through Georgia and other states where the corn crop is about this high and it's all dead. It didn't go to fruition because of drought, no water system, no irrigation system, and the crop died. That's what I've got to do. The word is a seed. And my faith is growing and growing. Paul said to the Thessalonian church, he's so appreciative that their faith grew exceedingly. Faith can grow. And I just keep it watered and keep saying, I've got it. I've got it. God sent it to me. He provided it for me. It's mine. All things are mine. Verse 19, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, they shall what? They shall what?
Ask.
We don't do that very often. Ask. That's what the minister said, so struck me. He said, you didn't ask for it. You just said you'd had it. I went, oh my. Well, what does this verse say in Matthew 21? All things whatsoever you shall, what? You shall what?
Ask.
So I said, Lord, I'm asking for my healing. I don't want to miss anything. Maybe we don't see everything or know anything. From top of my head, the very soles of my feet, which is based on Deuteronomy 28. And then I name what I know. And I said, I thank you that my veins and arteries are clear of all debris. There's nothing in my veins or arteries that would injure my health. I thank you that my heart rate is sound, that my heart beats normally. Thank you that my thyroid gland functions perfectly, that my blood pressure is normal. I thank you, Father, that the itis boys are far afield. They do not affect my body. I thank you that my sugar count, glucose count is within normal parameters. I thank you, Father. Oh, I thank you that no neuropathy or unknown fibromyalgia, those diseases they pass out on TV. You notice they give those away on TV? That's the only reason I know some of these things, because I watch a little TV. I said, I thank you that no nerve disorder affects my body. I thank you that my mind and my body leave for heaven together, both functioning. I am sound of body, sound of mind. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Listen, if you're not grateful, you didn't get it, and you won't get it. You just won't. And you have to start by faith. Wayne and I the other day worked like a dog. I don't know why we use that expression, because I never had a dog that did anything. But supposedly there are dogs that do earn their keep. Ours never did. And nobody said thanks for coming. Thanks for helping us. Nobody. And finally I said to Wayne, they say anything? He said, no, they say anything to you? I said, no. I had to get over it. That is just downright rude. It's uncaring that God would send His Son to die. That He said, I'm going to give you through my Son all things pertaining to life, all things pertaining to godliness. All things are going to come through the cross by the grace of God, free, 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 and for me not to be grateful. Well, I don't wait till I see it to be grateful. I don't wait till I experience it. I don't wait till my body says, you got it. You know, there comes that day when your body's going to say, hey, you've got it. I don't wait that long, because I've got it today. I haven't seen it, but I've got it. I haven't felt it, but I've got it. I've got it. I said, oh, thank God. So you have to reschool your mind. The mind says, when I see it, I know I have it. The scripture says, when I say it, I know you've got it. You see? And if you want to see it, you must know you have it. If you know you have it based on what Jesus said, then you will see it. And all of that time, sometimes there's a time span, you just keep walking by faith and walking by faith and walking by faith. Say, thank God, thank God, thank God. Now look at Mark 11. Let's look at it again. Verse 23, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in, shall not doubt in his heart. That's what you're doing. This bridge will not support doubt. You cannot get from legal to experiential, from the having it to seeing it with doubt. You've got to eradicate doubt. Doubt says maybe so, maybe not. Doubt says yesterday I felt better, today I don't feel so good. Yesterday I thought it was working, today I'm not sure it's working. A double-minded man, James says, unstable in all his ways. So we got to have one mind and we embrace the mind of the Lord and we just keep talking to ourselves. And it says cast down imaginations. Anything that contradicts God, anything that contradicts His Word, even if it does come from my body. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying I'm not paying attention. I'm letting God be true. Scripture says, let God be true. I said, oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I went to visit a lady. I didn't think she understood healing. I felt to go, and she was very ill. And I said, I just thought I'd take the bull by the horns. You know how we are sometimes. And I said, did you know you are healed according to the Word of God? She says, oh, I know that. I wanted to say, you do? I just didn't think she'd know that. And then we were talking later and she said, so I know if God wants me to have it, He'll give it to me. She didn't know it at all. She had doubts. She was double-minded. I'm not double-minded. God said I had it. He said, this is a spiritual blessing, healing. I'm giving it to you. You've got it. You have it. I said, well, I have it. Someone said, how are you feeling? I said, I believe according to the Word of God, I'm doing fine. You know, they said, people think you're crazy. Who cares? Next time they see you, you'll be healed. Then they'll know that they were wrong, you were right. Now look, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. That's why we keep watering the Word and keep watering the Word, because doubt creeps up. The mind causes doubt. Pain causes doubt. Time causes doubt. But we keep watering, keep watering, keep watering. But shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have. The only way to have it is to believe it. If you don't believe it, you'll never have it. If you believe it because God said it, you'll have it. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive. A lot of the translation says, believe that you have received and you shall have. Now here, I believe I have received. That's the legal side. I have received. That's what's legal. God said, I have received. Based on the cross. Based on the fact that God is my Father. Based on the fact that I'm in the kingdom. Based on the fact that I believe in the shed blood. Based on the fact that I believe by His stripes, by the blood that was shed, I am healed. I have received it. I've received it in the Spirit. And I keep the Word of God just rolling in there. In my confession, I just keep talking to myself and talking to myself and talk. You know, if it's not working, if you don't feel like it's working, if you're discouraged, talk faster, talk louder, talk longer. Don't let the devil shut you up. That's his aim and his intent, is to just shut you up. I said, no, 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 no. Let me tell you, my vein artery clear, Valdebury. My heart is sound. My blood pressure is normal. My heart beats in normal rhythm. My sugar count is within normal parameters. None of those itis boys affect my mortal flesh. My mind and my body depart here on schedule in God's time. When I've fought a good fight and finished my course, and my mind doesn't leave before my body does in Jesus' name. Amen. Then I always add my sugar count's normal. My thyroid gland's functioning well. And I get up and I hurt here and I hurt there and I have a headache. I counseled this lady years ago. She took 13 aspirin. That was her solution. So every now and then I just get that desperate. The other day, I had a headache that wouldn't wait. And I took the bottle of aspirin. Wayne was standing there. I did it on purpose. You understand, we don't do it. I did it on purpose because he believes I'm always real. And I dumped those aspirin. I'm counting out 1, 2, 3. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm counting to 13. I can take 13. I know it's already been done. I can take 13. He said, put those back in the bottle. So give me those. I'll give you two. One, two. One, two. You can't have 13. I just left. I'm not crazy. Are you kidding? I wasn't born yesterday. You can't take 13. You can't take 8. You can't take 6. You can't take 4. You can take one of some kind, two of others. Depends on what kind it is. But I didn't go moan and groan all day and say, oh, my head's killing me. I don't know how I got this headache. I don't know what caused this. Doesn't seem like a migraine. Doesn't seem like a sinus headache. Wonder what this is. Said, I'm in such terrible pain. My head is going bloom, bloom, bloom. No, get in the Word. Take that aspirin by faith and say, oh, thank God I'm healed. Thank God this medicine is working in conjunction with the power of God. God and aspirin and power, they're working. They're working, they're working. I've got it, I've got it. Bloom, 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 bloom. Don't shut up. Don't be quiet. See, I've been in pain. I understand pain. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to get you to the point where you can keep walking on this bridge of faith. If you quit, if you stop confessing, if you begin to doubt that bridge, you begin to waver and you begin to retreat and you were headed in this direction to see what you believed and suddenly you're retreating. Hebrews says, don't draw back. You know, you want to say, boy, you wouldn't treat me like that way if you knew what a headache I had. I said, don't push me, okay? I've got a headache. I say, give me a minute. I need 8 more aspirin. You know, Wayne Cumby, the reason we harass him is because he doesn't get harassment. He always caves in. He always says, you can't take 13 aspirin. I said, I only took two. So you believe in aspirin? I believe in the power of God. I believe in the healing covenant. I believe in medical science, and I believe in aspirin. Or whatever brand, that's not the brand I take, whatever brand you like. It isn't the medicine that heals you. It makes you comfortable while God is healing you. Amen. It's just making you more comfortable so you can believe. If you ever tried to believe God and your head was going bloom, 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 or your toe or your foot or your ankle or your belly, I mean, what is it? Who cares? If it hurts, it hurts. Don't talk about the pain. Begin to talk about the promise. Talk about the promise. I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. God said, I have it. I have it. I have it. I have it. Listen, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard of. You just don't know. You must not have been really desperately ill. I've been as ill as I ever want to be. And I thought it was desperate. It may not have looked desperate to you, but in my body, I thought it was desperate. What things soever you desire, when you pray, ask. The other day, this fella, bless his heart, he's hung tough. He's not sick. He needs something else. He's really hung tough. And I said to God, we have hung tough here too long. It's been too long. It's been too long. What do we do? Have we missed something? We made some little mistake. Can we tweak something? See, I'm asking for God to chasten us. Chastening is the word of the Lord that puts you in the right direction on the right path, that corrects you, that says, wait. And I heard in the Spirit, you didn't ask. I just assumed and began confessing. And I thought about it. Did I ever ask? I wanted to ask Him, did we ever ask God to do this, or did we just start blabbing out the Scripture? That's what we do, blab, blab, blab. What's wrong with blab? No, nothing wrong with blab all you want. Blab out Scripture. After you what? Yes. After you what?
Yes.
Now, how many of that's a revelation too? Isn't that a strange thing? You need to ask. Now, what does James say? You have not because you?
Yes.
Do you know I knew that verse? And yet when he said, you just can't agree. You just can't say we agree and get it. I thought to myself, well, we can't just say we agree and get it. And I went over there and looked and I said, it says ask and agree. Is this amazing? Is this amazing? Now here, believe that you receive and you shall have. You shall have after you believe it. Now look at Hebrews. You believe it and then you'll have it. So how long do I have to believe it till you have it? Hebrews. Let's look at two verses. Chapter 10, let's start with verse 23. Hold fast the profession, or that's the same word, confession of faith without wavering. He's faithful that promised. Hold fast. Hold fast. Hold fast to your faith. In other words, don't doubt, don't waver, don't let your symptoms throw you off course, don't let the pain. One gentleman who actually went into a coma, eventually I may read part of that book, a few pages of his book to you. He's since gone to be with the Lord. But he lived years and years, decades after that. He was very, very ill. And he confessed and he believed God and he left his little wife. He sensed himself slipping away and he said to her, "Don't you turn loose of me. I will live and not die." So he left her holding fast the confession of faith when he slipped into a coma. And the doctor came in and said he'll die within the night, 24 hours. She was down the hall. He breathed with great labor. You could hear him breathing. I breathed very laboriously. I talked to his little wife myself. I found her on the computer. This only computers are a blessing and a curse. And I found her and I called her on the phone. I talked to her. And she said, "You know, Mr. Lawson went to be with the Lord." But that was 50 years after the Lord healed him. It was amazing. And she said, all of a sudden she realized she doesn't hear him breathing. And she started running towards his room saying, "He's healed! He's healed!" The nurses are coming from the station. They realized they couldn't hear him. You know what they're saying? "He's dead! He's dead!" Now, which side of the fence are you on? He was healed. And he just took sleep, sound sleep. And he lived forever. He lived decades after that. He lived a normal life, went back to his job. If anybody, they should have wavered. That man was walking death. But they didn't. Wouldn't give up. Wouldn't surrender. You can actually get her testimony. She tells his story on your computer. What is it called? Joe Lawson. You might find their story. She is still living and is an elderly woman at this point. It's a phenomenally fascinating story.
Healed of Cancer.
Healed of Cancer by Joe Lawson. It's actually in a book. He says, hold fast. That means it doesn't matter what happens. Don't be discouraged. Don't turn loose. Sometimes I have to have a friend hold me steady. I feel myself wavering. The pain increases. The symptoms are more than I thought they'd be. I can't stand by. I don't have to stand by myself. We're a body. We're a family. I'll stand with you. Wayne stands with you. You know, I elbowed him in the middle of the night and said, you know, you have that tone of voice. We've been married 48 years, so he knows that voice. I said, "Wayne." He'll say, "What is it? What is it?" I said, "I need help. If you need help, you need help. So get help. There's plenty of help here. Plenty of people stand with you. If you feel like you're wavering, you feel like you're leaning, you feel you've had all you can stand, well, I'll stand with you. I'll prop you up. Put somebody on the other side." And I said, "You're not going anywhere. You'll live and not die. The covenant belongs to you. It's legally yours. And we have it now in Jesus' name. And it will manifest in your mortal flesh. And we are crossing the bridge of faith. And we're not swinging from pillar to post. This bridge is steadfast. My word is steadfast. God is faithful." God said, "Hold fast. I'm just holding on." And there's always a smart guy who says, "What if I hold fast and die?" I already answered that question. You would want to die and you're not even in faith. You'd want to meet God and he'd say, "It's the poorest effort I ever saw in my life. Did you not read the word? Did you not try anything at all?" Shh. You know, that verse, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," it bothers me. First of all, faithful we've conquered. Ministry of show up, we've conquered that. The goodness of God comes to me through the blood of the cross. So it's entirely possible that God would say to me, "Poorly done, good and faithful servant, poorly done." Is that what you want to hear? V is for victory. Do y'all have to sing that? Sing it out. Let the whole world know. V is for victory. Haven't heard that in 100 years. Can't remember the rest of it. You don't have to feel victory or sense victory to know you have victory. I have it because God said so. I just keep walking by faith. Keep quoting the promise. Keep watering the word. Hold fast. Don't give up. Don't yield. Don't surrender. Then verse 35, cast not away your confidence. Pain causes us to cast away. Trauma, unexpected medical testing or procedures that we thought we were done with. There are a lot of reasons that people cast away. It says, which hath great recompense of reward, the reward, the victory, is always in remaining confident and holding steady, is believing and believing and believing and believing and believing and believing. You have need of, what's that word? Patience. You see that verse? You have need of what? Do you know no patience? Promise isn't going to come to pass for you. It just very seldom happens instantly. You have need of patience, patience, patience. That after you've done the will of God, what's the will of God? That I believe and I say and I believe and I say and I hold fast and I don't cast my confidence away and I don't turn loose. So you have need of patience. That's probably the most valuable verse in Hebrews. After you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. If I don't cast my promise away, if I remain confident, if I know God's not a liar, if I know He remains faithful, I shall receive. I shall receive. But I got to believe it. I got to believe that it's legal, that it's mine. Well, it is yours. God says everything pertained to life and godliness was yours. He said every spiritual blessing was yours. It is yours. It's in your account. So I put that in my mouth and began to say, thank God, I believe that I've received. I believe that I have. I believe God's working mightily. I believe the Word of God is working. I believe my veins and arteries will clear all debris. So what if tomorrow you have a heart attack? Well, you can just help me and stand by my side. So I know Becky was in faith. I'm going to stand with her, shore her up, and we're going to get past this and get over this, and she's going to rise up again in Jesus' name. Oh, we're not throwing stones at anybody. Sickness hovers in our world like it is a curse, and it hovers, it's everywhere. And sometimes it knocks on your door. Shh, V is for victory. Sing it out, let the whole world know. V is for victory. Shout it out, victory. That's the promise of the Scripture. You can't have victory if you quit. You can't have victory if you sit down. It doesn't say having done all to sit. What does it say? Stand. Having done all to stand. It's talking about just stand in faith, stand in faith, stand in faith, stand in faith. Several years ago now, I paced our room. I've never been in such pain, sudden, instant pain, till I could hardly breathe. I was gasping. I have never had pain like that. I don't know what was happening. And I started to say, oh, thank you, Father, that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm healed. The more the pain, the louder I hollered. I don't have any neighbors, by the way. It wouldn't matter if I had. They would know me by now. And I said, oh, I'm healed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. When Wayne comes along, he's wonderful. He got on one side, and we paced, and we prayed, and we shouted, and we hollered. And all of a sudden, click, I thought, oh, okay, I'm fine now. Thanks. Shh. Are you a quitter? Are you a quitter? Are you going to let pain talk you out of promises? Are you going to let trauma? You know, medical science is traumatic. I have been to some things. I thought this, they said, this won't hurt but for a moment. And I wanted to say, have they ever done this to you? Because it still hurts. I thought, you've never had this test, have you? You've never been here, have you? V is for victory. Shout it out. Let the whole world know. It's what the Lord said to me, what I heard this morning. If you don't have it now, you'll never see it later. If you don't have it now, faith in the covenant, faith in the promise. I have it. God said so. If you don't have it now, you'll never see it later. I can see it tomorrow. I can see it. I see it. I see it. That means I sense it. It means it's happened. It's now my experience. I can give now my testimony. It has happened. But it was because I believed. I believed. I believed. I believed. I believed. And I kept believing. And I wouldn't quit believing. And I wouldn't shut up. And I didn't let... And if you can't talk, get somebody to talk for you. Get somebody to keep the Word of God in. So put... Wayne's real good at that. Middle of the night. Last year I had bronchitis, never did that before, never doing that again in Jesus' name. Had it 6 weeks. And I've never been so sick in my life, I just thought. And there were moments when I thought, who wants to live? I mean, who cares? In the middle of the night, Wayne's standing over me reading Isaiah 53. Reading and reading Isaiah 53. Then he goes out in the car. He said, where's our scripture tape? I have a favorite. It comes from Amber Rose in Texas. He goes, I think, there's the car. He goes out in the car. Then he has to find the CD player because we don't use the CD player in the house, so we don't know where it is. And we're roaming around in the middle of the night. Why is he doing that? Because I can't go on by myself. I can't go on by myself. I couldn't breathe. What V is for? Victory. Sing it out. Let the whole world know. If you don't have it now, you will never see it later. Do you get that? Do you understand what that means? I've labored at just one point for you to get that. Why do you have it now? Why? God said so. Why do you have it now? Why do you have it now? Why? And why are you going to see it later? I don't mean it may be later today, later next week, later next month. I don't know how later. Why are you going to see it later? Because you know you have it now. We thank you, Father. Oh, I've done all I could do, Father, to pour out this point in our heart so that we can hold fast without sight, without seeing. Faith is a walk. It's not a moment, it's a walk. And we thank you as we walk by faith. We see the victory. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.